Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with John McLean, who wrote and directed Slow West. Okay, so I'm so glad to talk to you. I love Slow West. I didn't know what kind of movie it would be, but it's so beautiful, and it really all comes together, and the ending is so important. I want to know how you came up with this idea. This is your first feature that you wrote and directed yourself. How did you get this idea?
I think it started with once I decided perhaps a Western would be an interesting genre to approach from an outsider's point of view, from, you know, a Scotsman sort of. I traveled around America quite a lot when I was younger, and I kind of really related. I really loved it, and when I met with people traveling, they always said, "Oh, my grandfather was Scottish," or "My great grandfather was Irish." And so I thought it'd be great to sort of approach the 1870s as a land full of migration and full of people from all over the world. So that was the first thought, and then I think Jay and the love story came from just. Perhaps when I was younger and liking girls that were slightly older and prettier and out of my league. So that was a kind of more of a personal story running along with the Western genre story.
And how do you, once you get, just speaking of the writing before we get to the directing, once you get the idea, what do you do next? Have you written other features, or did you have a structure in mind, or do you just sit down and start writing?
I hadn't written other features. No, I'd written a sort of, I tried to sort of script write a feature script in the past and failed. And then when I wrote two short films before this, and they were sort of a slight way into writing, especially dialogue, but nothing like writing a feature and nothing really about structure. And then I was put together with a script editor called Kate Lays, who's a great script editor in the UK. And I just started meeting with her, and you know, she doesn't actually write herself, but she really kind of is interested in story and character and structure. So we really just, I started again with her. We spent a lot of time getting the whole story on one sheet of A4 paper and then developing it from there. And so that was really the way it worked.
And about how long does that process take? Like 6 months or a year? Or how long did you spend?
I mean, it possibly took closer to 2 years, but that wasn't pen and paper for 2 years. You know, I read a lot of books written at the time of the West, you know, a lot of Little House in the Prairie and Nathaniel Hawthorne and Ambrose Bierce and Mark Twain. And then I watched, you know, practically every Western film, and then practically every film that wasn't a Western as well. You know, I caught up on a lot of the big European cinema that I wanted to maybe give the film a look to. So it was kind of all blended in. The whole thing took maybe close to 2 years doing all the research and writing. And yeah, so a long process.
What is it about the Western genre that you think, you know, is something that can always come back? It seems like the type of film that people always gravitate to. It's just one that, you know, it's got this lone hero model. Was that something you were always drawn to?
I always thought that, you know, science fiction books and films are all about society, and I always thought that the Western was always about the lone hero. And I think you can not only say something about masculinity and about coming of age, you can sort of say the reverse as well and add, you know, strong female, you know, and try and sort of subvert the genre. So you can play with myth and play with the genre and avoid cliches and try and add something fresh, and you know, you can and people know the basic, everyone knows the sort of whistling Clint Eastwood, and then you know, when I watched Westerns every Western is a sort of, is different from each other and is kind of cross-pollinated with other genres and stories. And you do have the melodrama and love stories of Red River and the 50s Westerns, and then you do have the sort of psychedelics or the of the of McCabe and Mrs. Miller, or you know, and so you know, you can really play with it in that way as well, I think.
So once you were finished and you went on to casting, did you always have your cast in mind, or can you talk about how did you bring together the great cast of characters? I thought it was so well cast. Is that something that you thought of at the beginning, or did it just magically come together? How can you talk about that?
A bit of both, but yeah, basically I made two short films, Michael Fassbender. So one I managed to get for one day and then the next time for 3 days. So I'd started to develop a relationship with working with Michael, and the second short film was run through his production company that he set up as exec producer. So I knew, and then I went back to him and said, you know, I'd like to do a feature and possibly a Western. So he signed up through his company from the very beginning.
Is that hard? Was that hard to get to Michael Fassbender? I mean, how does someone do that? Do you have to know somebody, or what's a secret?
I did get lucky. I kind of knew his agent, and I had made a lot of zero budget short films and music videos with, you know, in the past, and some of them were on YouTube. And one night my agent showed Michael my work, and then when I was lucky enough to meet Michael one night, and he offered his services. He said, you know, if you want to do something for one day, and I went away and wrote a short film. So I always think it's, you know, an absolutely massive stroke of luck, but at the same time, I went away and I tried, you know, I spent months perfecting and writing a short film for him that, I'd make it fun and I'd make it interesting, and so I'd be able to work with them again. So, yeah, it was a bit of teasing the opportunity as well as luck. But, yeah, that's how it started.
That's great, and it's great advice to somebody who wants to do this. You know, and I think what's important, too, is that you had already established your style, which was what you both could look at when you first met. So that sounds like that's what you have
to
do.
I'd already done a lot that you could see, and, you know, so... No, exactly. And then once you've got Michael, that opens the doors to perhaps a higher level of other casting. And because I'd worked so hard on the Slow West script, I felt like it was really, you know, it'd become quite a tight script that, you know, I think a few of the actors really responded well to the script as well. So I managed to get... And then it was deciding where to shoot was the next thing, and we decided New Zealand was going to be more practical than shooting in Colorado, mainly because it was summer there when I got to shoot, and it would have been winter in Colorado. But then I was looking at Australian and New Zealand actors, and Ben Mendelsohn was always top of my list anyway after I'd seen Animal Kingdom, so I managed to get the script to him, and, you know, and I met him, and that was great that he could do it. And then Michael Fassbender actually suggested Rory McCann, which was another fantastic experience working with Rory. And then Cody, again, it was through the Australia connection, and it was another great kind of, it just worked out really well. And then all the other cast, which I never really see as, there's no extras in the film. Everyone had a backstory and everyone had a part to play. So New Zealand really stepped up with all the rest of the cast. They were fantastic. Karen, who plays Rose, was just an unknown from a tape. And, you know, I stuck by my choice there, even though people were saying perhaps bigger actresses. But she was so fantastic on tape. And that was another great find. So, yeah. That's how it all worked.
I Amazing. Well, good. It's great to know the process. Just so helpful for other people who want to do this. What was something that happened to you during the filming that you thought, how am I going to get through this? Or what was one of your biggest challenges? Was it locations, or did you have to rewrite at all while you were on set?
I never had to rewrite at all. And the other crazy thing about choosing New Zealand was that I had written in the script things like a wedge of rocks that a buffalo would get jammed in, and things that I thought I just wouldn't find, or a silver birch forest next to a plane and all this sort of stuff. And then, you know, I went wrecking in New Zealand and was just shown all these locations that were kind of exactly like I'd written. So location-wise, it was really just amazing. And I didn't rewrite the script at all. Yeah, I never really even thought about that actually since, but, you know, it was just all there.
That's amazing. Well, what is next for you? Are you working on something else right now?
No, I've finished Slow West at the end of 2014, and there's been quite a bit of festival action since Sundance, so I'm kind of actually just trying to enjoy it for a bit before, because it's sort of really diving back in when I come to writing. And yeah, I've got ideas. It won't be a Western, and perhaps I'm interested in something contemporary and something of a different genre. Maybe like, I've always liked the heist noir.
Yeah.
Pulp genre that I sort of visited on my first short film I did with Michael. Yeah, I think I'll get back into that in the next month or two, I think. And yeah, head down.
Great. Well, it was so good talking to you. Thank you so much. Love the movie. And I hope I talk to you for your next project, too.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.
Well, thanks so much.
Okay. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Nice to speak to you. Thanks. Bye.